is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio AM with Cecil Newry. He is, I got him there reviewing the questions for our giveaway and he's allowed me to start the show. We're going to run right into the first question. Remember, we are giving away today 5 copies of the People's Constitution, a layman's interpretation of the Constitution of the Commonwealth of the Bahamas, compiled by Keisha Lynn Ellis with the support of local members of the judiciary. And the first question today is a very easy question. How many national parks are there in the Bahamas? This is a call-in question only. Call-in only. How many national parks are there in the Bahamas? For the text-in question, this is the text-in question, text only. The text question is, how many types of national parks do we have, and what are the types of national parks that we have? So the call-in question is, how many national parks do we have? And the text in question is, how many types, what are the types of national parks that we have? How many types and what are they? Dear texter, you answered the wrong question. The call in question is, how many national parks do we have? The text in question is, how many types of national parks do we have and what are they? To call in, 323-6232. 325-4316, 325-4259. For the Family Islands in Grand Bahama, 242-300-5720. That's a free number to call, 242-300-5720. Good morning, caller.
Yes. I called in for the first question.
Yes, sir.
It's 14 national parks.
No, sir. There are almost twice as much as that. I mean, it's more than twice as much as that. So times that by 2 and keep going. We got plenty. Good morning, caller. You on the clock. Oh, you didn't. I don't know what happened, caller. I did give you the clue. That's the last clue I'm ever going to give you on that question. Yeah. Text line 422GR96 for the text question.
Okay, and thank you very much for Aaron. Thanks very much. And we're trying to go through as many questions as possible because we have a lot of things to give away. But I want to talk to Lamont. Lamont, yeah. Welcome again. I know that we started the interview about your type of genre of music beforehand, so I want to give you the opportunity to do that, right? What type of music do you produce or do you sing?
You can't define it by like a genre, but if you had to put it somewhere, I guess you could put it in hip hop and R&B. But it's so fused with so many different things.
Right, like it's new. See, I old.
It's neo soul.
I can use that old language. Yeah. It's neo soul.
What neo soul is?
Fusion, huh?
I know what neo soul is.
Yeah.
So it's a fusion of that.
Yeah.
And then I want to know, where can I find it? Because I haven't listened to it. I know Erin is a fan. She has listened to it. Yeah. I say, well, I'm willing to listen to it, you know?
So we're streaming everywhere. So anywhere that you could stream music, you can find. So Apple, Spotify, Tidal, iTunes, whatever you use.
Yeah, Pandora.
Pandora.
Oh, yeah. Awesome.
We're streaming in.
See, I found.
Like, 200 and some countries. So like wherever you find music,
you find that.
We're there.
I found Negotiate last night. Look here. I'm so mad I can't play this on the radio. It is what I like most about your music, I can tell you, of all the things, you sound like a Bahamian. You don't sound like you singing traditional Bahamian music, but you sound like a Bahamian.
Yeah.
Okay.
How important is that? And why do you do that? Why don't you change your voice to sound American? Most of the singers who do that hip-hop thing tend to do that American voice.
Well, I think that sometimes we think about culture as this like physical thing or a physical specific sound. And I prefer to think about Bahamian music as a energy and a spirit. I tend to think about Bahamian as... as not necessarily my identifying characteristic, you know? Mm-hmm. But if I sound like myself, I sound like myself. And so when I sound like myself on a record, just because I'm myself on a jazz record doesn't mean I need to start sounding like I'm Nat King Cole.
I love it. I love it. Let's go to the phone line. Good morning, caller. You're on the clock. You ready to answer the question, how many national parks are there in the Bahamas? Good morning, caller. Still there? Okay.
Hello. Next.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning.
How many national parks are there in the Bahamas?
30.
No.
Call back.
Call back. I want to give you a clue. I can't. I can't give you a clue. Okay. Remember, the question is how many national parks are there in the Bahamas? You can Google the answer. I will give you another hint. Bahamas National Trust manages national parks. Good morning. Let's go to this caller, producer. Good morning, caller. You are on the Guardian Radio AM.
Hi. 32 national parks.
Say that again.
32.
That is correct. There are 32 national parks. Now, to win a copy of Lutzka and Other Fantastic Tales.
So second chance to get a prize?
Yeah, you get it right because she got the first answer. Name one national park.
Andrus National Park.
You know, she's searching.
No, not Andrus.
You're so close.
Exuma National Park, I'm sorry.
Yep. Are we going to give you that? Exuma National Park. You were right. I can't find it on the list, but I know it's here because I did see it myself. You're absolutely right. Pardon?
That's a popular one.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. The one that you were thinking of is the Andrus North and South Marine Parks, and then there's another Andrus Park.
I was thinking the Blue Hole isn't a national park.
Why are you giving away all my answers, ma'am? You're right. There's a Blue Holes National Park as well.
I did not know.
Right, so no, ma'am, you know, there's nothing wrong,
ma'am. But leave your name with the producer.
The most important part.
You won two prizes today.
Thank you.
So just leave your name with the producer and we'll make sure it's there at the front desk.
Right.
Thank you.
So we know there are 32.
And your cell phone number. Okay.
Okay. Right. Yeah.
There are 32 national parks. Mm-hmm. We've named three of them. And so for my other callers now, you call in and name two national parks and you could win a prize. Producer, please take the caller's name.
Yes.
And we will contact you with the details on how to collect your book.
Okay.
It's plural.
Good. So, Lamont,
yes.
Aaron was saying earlier that your music is not, in quotes, safe to play on live.
I didn't say that. It's mature content for mature audiences.
Yeah. So, for that, why though? Especially knowing that we're a conservative country, right?
That's exactly why.
And perhaps more behemoths say, hey, that's not bad. I want to listen to that. I want to herald that. But with the type of music you have, it limits the audience, eh?
No. I don't operate in a mindset where I believe that there's anything that takes away from me putting something out. I believe that everything that I create is intended for a specific person or a specific group, and to change it to allow someone else to hear it would be to bastardize the message for that person.
So it's a message
For that person. Yeah, and I have other things that'll be coming out. I have a new records coming out this summer. Other things that are more fun, that are more radio friendly, whatever else. And so when those happen, radio will get what's good for radio.
Yes.
Yeah.
But this wasn't created for radio. This is created for a particular audience.
Yeah, I mean, for myself. I made it for myself more than anything else and then realized how many people were like me and wanted to say the same things and maybe never said it to anyone. And so it felt good to hear it on record.
Mm-hmm. Now
I want to ask you a question, Aaron.
Yeah.
Is this art? And when I say, is it art, I remember the critique of the former Prime Minister, Perry Christie, where they had him on a Pinocchio nose, and then they had him with the Hitler moustache.
Man, look
right?
Here, they,
and I want to know, is this his work, Lamont's work, similar to that, where you say, oh, it's starking, but it's sending a message?
Well, it's definitely art. It's definitely quality, right? Like, even if you say, look, this is too mature for me. I don't know if I... You cannot deny the quality of the music. You can't deny the quality of the lyrics. Even though I'm going to use this word that Lamont had used, hasn't used yet, right? Vulgar.
Yeah.
Music is vulgar.
Right? But then I think about a whole bunch of Bahamian songs, like every other KB song. I show her my roachie. I show her my centipede.
But Lamont song don't sound suggestive.
But
it sounds vulgar.
In that particular way, I felt pushing the boundary was necessary.
Mm-hmm.
I think what makes my music sound like Bahamian music when it doesn't sound like typically cultural sounding music is that it builds on the storytelling craft that only Bahamians do. Only Bahamians do the kind of double entendre and metaphor and simile and slyness and slickness that we like bury in something, you know? And I was like, what would it feel like if I just didn't bury it? If I left it right on the surface for everyone to get it?
Mm-hmm. But we have another phone call here. Let's patch that caller through.
Good morning, caller.
Good morning, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Great. Harl Wilson National Porn. I hope I get that right.
I know where that is.
Harold and Wilson National Pond. Harold and Wilson Ponds National Park. That's how we say it. Yes, that's one.
And the Bonefish Park.
Bonefish National Park, yes, sir. You are correct. That's two of our national parks. Let me read it off. Harold and Wilson Ponds National Park. Which is...
I was going to ask Paula, where is it located and is it open? Harold and Wilson.
Right by Island Yard.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah. Is it open?
Actually, didn't look that way the other day.
Right. It's closed right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. I mean, Cecil did ask you a second question.
Yeah, but I just want to know if he knew where it was.
He's trying to trick me, see if I...
Well, I was.
So listen, producer...
Go on. And the Bonefish Park is open.
The Bonefish Bonefish Pond National Park is open. Bonefish Pond National Park stands as the last remaining tidal mangrove ecosystem on the shores of southern New Providence. Bonefish Pond protects 1,235 acres of important coastal wetlands.
I just want to remind the public that all of these parks are open on Saturday for free.
Yeah.
Free.
Except the ones that are not open.
Yeah, except the ones. But yeah. And for Bonefish in particular, they have free kayaking. So you go there and they have the free kayaks and you can do that. And they have tour guides there. It is something to experience. I want someone to call my favorite national park, but I don't want to preempt that.
Okay.
That's one of the questions there. But they have one that is so outstanding with caves and underground cellars and whatever it is.
What?
That you must experience.
Okay.
You go like 20 feet in the ground for this particular tour, this national park. So, but caller, leave your name with the producer so you can get your prize.
And thank you so much. We got one more caller.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to go to this caller next, but I got to let the producer do it. Good morning, caller. You are on Guardian Radio AM. You called for the competition? You still there? You get lost in Chicchani Hole National Park? Anyway, that's not a real national park, not yet. We have an answer to our text question.
Okay.
The text question was, how many types of national parks do we have and what are they?
I did not know this. I do not know this.
Right. So the answer is there are three types of national parks. There's marine,
mm-hmm.
there's terrestrial, that's land,
okay,
and then there's marine and terrestrial, a combination of water. And remember, we are the largest jurisdiction in the region with water and land mass combined. Thank you, text. I've taken down your number. We will contact you with the directions for picking up your copy of the People's Constitution. So how many winners do we have now, Mr. New?
I count three.
Right.
I count three.
Okay. Yeah. We have
three. How much? One with two books?
Yeah. 32 national parks. They got two books.
Yeah.
The text gets a People's Constitution, and the caller Harold and Wilson Ponds and Bonefish Pond get a prize.
Yes.
Caller? Good morning, caller.
Yes, good morning. How are you guys?
I'm good, thank you. How are you? Are you called to answer one of the questions?
Yes,
sir. Ready?
Yes, the Flamingo National Park in Inagua.
What is it called, though?
What is it called?
Yeah, okay, it's not called Flamingo National Park.
I thought it was called the Inagua National Park.
There you go. You got
yes,
it right.
And also Clifton Heritage Park.
What is the proper name for what we call Clifton Heritage? Well, one second, Mr. Newry.
Wiley's Plantation.
Oh, I mean, I got to give you a prize because I think that's really one of the names.
And there is also another national park right off of Franklin Watson Boulevard. I think that's what Newry is talking about with the caves.
Okay, is that Primeval Forest National Park?
Yes.
Awesome. They're good. Thank you, sir. Give the producer your number.
No problem.
So we can call you. Go on, Mr. Newry.
No, Primeval is my favorite national park, actually. And if you are available this Saturday, I would encourage you to find where that is, which is off, what highway? What the former Deputy Prime Minister name?
Frank Watson.
It's right off of Frank Watson Highway there.
Boulevard.
And it's worth the trip. Because like I said, you go like 20 feet underground in caves and caverns on that several acreage. And you get overwhelmed. To man, I didn't know this was here in the Bahamas. No, how come I don't know?
Yeah.
You know, it's amazing, especially when being free. I like free things.
Right. Okay, so we've got four winners so far. Make sure I take these notes.
Yeah, I was going to start taking notes. Very
good. I think we got four winners so far. And you giving your name to the producer, caller, good. This is the most important part. Don't hang up without giving your information to the producer. I can't get your prize to you. I got a text here that says, why isn't Clifton Heritage free tomorrow? And when it is open, why does it cost so much? So let's take that in two parts. Is it free tomorrow, Mr. Newry? For Parks Day?
No, because it's not a part of the national park.
Right, that's what I thought.
It's a heritage.
Right, it's separate.
Separate.
Yeah, it's separate. That's why I paused there, caller, because I know it is a UNESCO recognized heritage park, but it's not a part of the national parks list.
No.
Primeval Forest is the national park that is out there in that sort of vicinity.
In that same vicinity,
yes. And why does it cost so much? Because we got to operate it. Mm-hmm. And we got to operate it world class. We can't let them.
And it's fully staffed. The rest of the national parks have like two or three persons there. Clifton has about 30 to 40 persons working full time.
They do edu tours. Mm-hmm. They do snorkeling tours. They have a snorkeling space, a beach space. They got to have lifeguards.
And people to clean.
Right. They got to have facilities. And you can't just make the mosquitoes work for no pay. You just can't do it. But thank you very much, Texter. Like I said, three types of national parks are marine, terrestrial, and marine terrestrial. Okay, Lamont, let's get back to this question. You're going to give us some stats, right, about your music. Tell us about what it's like making music as a Bahamian artist in a place that is obviously cosmopolitan, right? We're open to the world, but when it comes to producing music, we very quickly tell you, oh, well, you're not Bahamian. That don't qualify as Bahamian. We're not interested in that type of music.
Yeah.
You know, is it that sort of pushback that drives the fire in you? Because I hear fire in this music.
A little bit.
Yeah.
I also know that I'm good, and by any metric of it, I'm good. I'm performing at industry standard, and so I don't necessarily let the fact that I have to be here for a moment change the movement of the creation. But it's also like a kind of, it's a local and international effort. It's an old school way and a new school way. So my producer is based in D.C., but I record here in the Bahamas.
Mm-hmm.
My mix and master is based in New York. And then half of my creative team is here. The other half of my creative team is abroad. So my publishing company is in the UK. So like it's a collaborative.
So you're a real artist.
Oh,
it's not just, you know, when you say you're local and you just out.
I'm also the only Bahamian that has a John Lennon Writing Award for songwriting.
Wait, you have what?
Okay, John Lennon.
You have real awards? I mean, international award?
Real awards.
You still use people.
Listen,
you're no regular, but use people.
As of December 2022, what's the name of your album?
Still One.
Still One?
Yeah.
And that Negotiators from that album?
He has a real album.
Listen, this guy, it was heard in 70 countries, that album. And whoever's calling me, I'm on the air. and I'm having fun. The top five countries, United States, Bahamas, Canada, United Kingdom, Australia, in the order.
And I don't know about you.
And you know what? And that's the beautiful thing with social media and the way my publishing team kind of works now, because we could find, you know, when the song blew up, to like pivot a little bit, there is a morning coffee show in Canada that added the song to their top 20 like wake up songs in the morning.
Okay.
You mean and people in Canada wake up to your song?
Yeah, like that's yeah, yeah. their that's
and
their,
a show actually played it.
So that's their, I was in their top 20, like, this my morning coffee, but in music version. These my songs to get the day moving, right? And it's crazy you kind of said the thing about vulgarity, or no, Aaron said it about vulgarity. And I find, though, that especially when you're in these kind of like conservative environments, that vulgarity just kind of like breaks the energy and the shackle and everything that feels around you. And then you just walk through the rest of the day feeling just so bad. Like, you, I could do anything.
Yeah, it energizes you, charges you.
Yeah. And so you just kind of like pump yourself up.
No, I won't listen to it. Aaron, I won't listen to it.
In the car.
In the car.
Despite the vulgarity.
Before you pick up the chair,
I willing to challenge it, you know. I'm supposed to know what's happening in bohemian culture and what's in bohemian news. And the idea that this German, Lamont, is international. Internationally acclaimed, getting awards, right? And I don't know his name. I kind of shame.
8,000 listeners a month.
8,000 listeners a month?
Monthly.
And I shame, though, Aaron. How come you know this before me, though, Aaron?
Because I have to keep up with the young. I have an 8-year-old niece. I have an 8-year-old niece. And, I mean, she ain't listening to this, right? Yeah, yeah. But I have to keep up. I have to look young. I have to look like I know things. She really ride me hard.
But this is what I do. How come I don't know, though, Aaron? I shame.
Don't watch that. We're going to...
I think culturally we do a very good job of excluding people.
But yeah, I would exclude you. Yeah, all these
but we expect people to fail when we exclude them. Mm-hmm. And I just figured out a way to succeed differently.
Good. Aaron, ask the next question so we can have people text
for the
and
for
calling.
The part for the competition. Okay, well the question still stands. Name 2 national parks, right?
Okay, so
out of the 32. And we've already named Inagua National Park, Harold and Wilson Ponds National Park, Andrus North and South Marine Parks, Blue Holes National Park, and Bonefish Pond National Park. Here's the question. Did you know that the crabs have a whole national park dedicated to them? You win a copy of the People's Constitution if you could tell me what the name of the crabs National Park is.
Is this like a thing? Like fertile ground or like breeding ground for them?
Perhaps? You don't mind. I can't be giving away any clues. But I'm just saying the crabs have their own national park. And what is the name?
I did not know that we have a national park for crabs.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So much things about the Bahamas I just do not know. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. So we have one for fish. And one for crabs.
We got plenty
and
for fish.
And one for flamingos.
We got plenty for fish.
Plenty for fish.
Yeah, yeah. And the donkeys, the flamingos and the donkeys.
We have a national park for donkeys.
Yeah, so when I told you if you go into Acklands, you have to bring your own donkey, don't go to Inagua for the donkey.
No.
They protect it in the national park. Don't. I didn't tell you to do that.
In Acklands, we'll eat a donkey.
Yeah. I mean...
You don't bring donkey there and think it can survive. We'll eat a donkey now.
Dear Texter, Lamont, tell the people the name of the album and some of the songs, where they can find them so they can go and listen to them.
Yeah. The album right now is called Still One.
Yeah.
You can find them Spotify, Amazon Music, iTunes, Apple Music, kind of wherever you stream music from, you should be able to find it.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay. Here is... another question.
Mm-hmm.
What national park is on Crooked Island? What national park is on Crooked Island?
That's a Google question right there.
I didn't even know they had a national park on Crooked Island.
Yeah, that's a Google question.
Well, all of these answers can be found by Googling, right? And you should know what the keywords are to Google. I see we got a caller on the line, producer. Let's take that caller. Good morning, caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM.
Good morning, Aaron, and to your guest. I want to name two of the national parks.
Okay, sir.
If I could.
Yes, sir?
Abaco National Park and Walker Key National Park.
That's right. You got two of them, please. Thank you very much. Is there something special about them you could tell the people for another prize?
Well, you call it and I might try making a temper.
I got you. The Abaco National Park was created to protect what famous Bahamian birds? Which famous Bahamian birds?
I know that.
The Abaco Parrot.
Well, for the Bahama Parrot, I've given you that. Producer,
The Bahama Parrot.
Yes, sir. Take down his number. There's two books you're going to get, The People's Constitution and a copy of Lutzka and Other Fantastic Tales by Patricia Glinton McCullis. Thank you so much, caller. And then the next question we're waiting for is, what national park is on Crooked Island? Producer, can I take this call? I can try to take this call, caller. If it don't work out, you get called back.
How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Aaron, how you doing?
Good, thanks.
Good morning, Aaron.
Good morning. You calling to answer a couple of these questions?
Yeah, I can answer one. Digzuma National Park.
We got that one already.
Oh, you did, eh?
Yeah.
What about the one in the Berry Islands that we should make a national park where there's a huge, huge amount of baby conchs that all the visitors come from North America and enjoy lovely conch salad on thin lip conch.
All right.
Isn't that sad?
What's the area? Because it may
and
already...
They make tons right there in the berries. I can tell you the specific. I show you. Let me tell you something.
Yeah.
It's very sad that people can't touch a conch in Key West, but they hop in the sailboat, come to the Bahamas, go on YouTube, make a gang of money, sailing through my country, slinging up and eating any kind of seafood on a cruising permit for whatever it is, 3-6 months for $300 or whatever it is. You eat a gang, thousands of dollars of seafood.
Graham, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
In Cuba, when they close the fish season, right? Like, I think they may even have a closed Nassau grouper season, right? But when they close a fish season in Cuba, what the government does is the fishermen who can't go and fish that that particular fish, they deputize them and pay them to patrol the waters. Do you think we should start deputizing fishermen to patrol the parks? Or
isn't that smart? I mean, isn't that creative and smart? We stuck on stupid.
I mean,
as Granville McCartney said. I mean, and I would like to say this: anybody caught fishing my waters, right? And we're so big and vast that we can't patrol all the waters, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you tell them this? We got 17 million in drones, and don't you be the one to get caught, because your boat will be confiscated and given to a
Bahamian fisherman.
Bahamian fisherman. Aaron, listen, I need you to take over, what it is, fisheries and agriculture.
No, man. I like Lee Sweden. No, don't suggest that.
That's my cousin.
I know. Support him, Graham. Send me there to support his work.
I didn't say remove him. I want you to take over the day-to-day operation for him. That's my cousin.
I got
my
you.
My good cousin.
Thank
so,
you.
Let's wrap up with this, Aaron.
Yes, sir.
You've just come up with more solutions, right?
Uh-huh.
In a minute 30 than I've seen in 50 years, yet I got to go in the fort with pom-pom and jump up and down and celebrate that we ain't done none of what you just said doing a minute 30 in 50 years. And I'm sure if I gave you another 2 minutes, you could be more creative, but let's don't spoil them and blow up their head with ideas. I'll see you later.
Thank you, Graham. Well, our role is to support them. Rashad, let's get back to you. Okay.
Yeah.
So.
Yes.
50th Independent Song Competition.
Uh-huh.
I think the deadline is May 5th. It's coming up soon, day after my birthday. I got to start working on my song right away. Do you?
Yeah. You want to be in this for real, for real?
But yeah, in this? I in this?
I'll figure this out for you, you know. God, I have no graphic lyrics, though. Remember,
I old.
Right,
yeah, because I old.
Okay.
We can
okay.
figure out some stuff.
And I used to go to church, so we got to blend that out too. Okay. So the theme is Gumbe, yeah. right?
Yeah.
And the subgenres in that wide group is folk, Reagan Scrape, Junkanoo.
But as an artist, Lamont, a young artist,
yeah.
definitely younger than I am, right? Do you know what Gumbe is?
Yeah.
What is Gumbe? Describe it.
Culturally, that is kind of what that sound is, that the saw. The ghost and drum, kind of.
And I would call that rake and scrape. And mind you, it's a genre.
I guess the goombiness of it is, I always thought about it. I always thought rake and scrape was more kind of like continuous in the sound. and Gombe to be a little bit more like derivative, like a little bit more breaks in the drum beats and stuff like that.
No, I just asked you, yeah, because I want to know if there's a disconnect between persons of a certain age and people of our set who was at a tail end of when they had the Gombe celebrations and the Gombe music.
And there's no indictment on you.
No, taking it away from there, right?
Yeah, yeah. Because I tell you why there's obviously a disconnect, right? Because if we understood, if we knew Gombe and we understood it, then our entire approach to the immigration discussion would be different. Because the 50s, 40s, 50s.
Yes, even late 60s.
Right,
yes.
Gombe time. The artists singing Gombe were singing Bahamian music, but they weren't all Bahamian.
No.
Right? Yeah. And what it meant to be a Gombe artist was different. It didn't mean that Gombe was not Bahamian or belonged to another culture. Mm-hmm. Right? But music back then was made differently, and the rules around who could make it and it was different, right? And if we really were connected to Gombe, I think we would have different political perspectives on things.
That's fair. And this is why I got excited, even though you got frustrated that why they limited to only Gombe.
Yeah.
The idea that the organizers chose Gombe means that they surely saw value. Or they saw the need to make sure that it's that.
Right.
But I'm not sure if our local artists appreciate what Gombe is to be able to bring it forth, to birth it.
I get that. And I get the inclination to want to like hunker down and to think that the only way that we could get culture is to lock it down. And the reality for me is that culture is a living, breathing thing. And that it needs air and energy and it needs evolution to continue to be good.
Mm-hmm. No, go on. You go on.
And so I think, because we've decided that we want to be so restrictive that we actually deprive the thing of air and we don't allow it to move forward. And so if we do want it to put it in the categories, we could say, yes, we want a traditional Gombe performance, sure, right? But why not also celebrate the fact that we are 50 years in and that we can do something different, right? Joseph Spence is arguably considered to be one of the greatest guitar players in the world. From Andres, right? He is on record. There are bands on record, some of the biggest rock bands in the world, saying that they've made what they've made because of him. One of the biggest movies of the year last year by Jordan Peele.
Inspired by Tony McKay's music, right?
In the particular frame that we like to talk about culture, we would dislike both Tony McKay and Joseph Spence if they were born right now.
Yes.
And they went, and we would disallow them from creating what they created.
Yeah, we wouldn't allow it to be played in formal spaces.
You tell he's an artist.
His
approach is completely different.
Yeah, man, stick that pin. Yeah. Let's go to this caller. You're on Guardian Radio AM. You ready to answer the question?
No, I already answered my question, but okay. I called to elaborate on the Gombe.
Yeah, man, go on.
And, you know, I keep hearing everybody bantering this Gombe around, right? Originally, it was not called Gombe.
Okay.
It was called Jumbe.
From the Jumbe
Jump. It was a Jumbe festival in Africa that was brought down along with the John Canoe and all of that. And the drums were likened to the Jumbe drum.
Mm-hmm.
But somebody must have gone out one night and get there drunk and come back and say Gombe. And we adopted that name in the festival ever since. And then, of course, you know what happened to the Gombe?
Mm-hmm.
That was stolen from us, too. But them fellas over across the bar. But it was originally the Jumbe drum.
Mm-hmm. And that's the center of it, that drum beat. That's our heartbeat. That's our rhythm. That's our sound.
That's the reason why Edmund Moxie did Jumbe Village.
In the village. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
My man, y'all play that. Send the Poissy Bull of Francis.
Producer.
Producer, play that.
Okay? Whenever you're ready, producer. Yes, sir. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you very, very much.
I want to just segue here.
Yeah,
the caller also mentioned those people across the pond stole it from us in terms of Gombe.
Yeah.
Few people realized that Gombe was a big festival in the Bahamas,
mm-hmm.
and now it's a big festival in the United States in Coconut Grove.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, they had an argument over who owns the Gombe logo. And you know, the Gombe logo is on the can for the Junk New Punch.
Yeah, the pineapple soda.
So if you go to Coconut Grove, you'll see that they do have Gombe festival there. Mm-hmm. And we, of recent, in the past 5 to 10 years, we see that we have now trying to recreate, trying to
revitalize
the Gombe Festival.
Gombe
here.
Summer Festival.
And back then, we had that competition, the continuous competition of Gombe music. Yeah. This is why I'm celebrating that the Independence Day Festival persons decided to celebrate.
And I don't have a problem with that. Yeah. Here's what I want to know. Will they allow fusions, right? Because I think what's important is, yeah, man, inspire the young people to recreate traditional sounds, but also give them the space to expand traditional sounds and capture the evolution of the Bahamian experience in our music. Mm-hmm. And so that leads me to my...
To your point, we talk about Gombe and kind of like really traditional things that have transferred into other places. I'll try to make this really quick. And the connection of that to African music and stuff like that, right? Uh-huh. There's international artists right now that are ruling the game. Burna Boy and Tems and all of these artists from Nigeria and everywhere else, right?
Calm down.
Right? And they're ruling being as much of themselves as they want to be, but also understanding that there's a palatable way to kind of represent some of that stuff. And so with hip-hop and R&B and jazz and folk and rock and roll.
Say with reggaeton.
And reggaeton and figuring out how to reach different people while still keeping like a kind of like really cool. I have to always make sure I write something that's super, super Bahamian-y sounding in the stuff, you know?
Mm-hmm. Do you find as an artist, like a new age artist, this millennial type group, that when the establishment calls for music, for artists to come forward, they say they want a Bahamian music, that your music, what you produce, they say, man, no, that ain't Bahamian music. That ain't what I was calling for when I said I want Bahamian music.
I think my brand is really, really clear. And so someone would never hire me to do something like that.
No, shut you down.
They would just never hire me for that. But I get hired to do lots of other different things. You know, like we have a great show at
Barnabas.
You
get hired here locally to do things?
Oh, yeah. Next week... Thursday? No, next week, Wednesday. I'll be at Bon Vivants in Sandyport.
And they let you play your music?
And you know what? They let me do what I want to do. I such props to them and their team because they give me the freedom and the space to do so many things. And that room looks so different whenever I am there.
The type of people.
The variedness of what Bahamians look like in the year 2023.
All right. So... I got one texter here, been texting me for 17 minutes. They play this boy music. Dear texter, we're going to play an instrumental.
Yeah, you want me to sing the song? I sing the song.
Right. So let's prepare the instrumental, producer. You sing the song.
Yeah.
Let me read off these text answers.
So do I beep when he carries certain...
No, he ain't good. No, he's under heavy manners.
Doing something different. Yeah. Okay.
He's under heavy manners. So we got some answers. The first is the crab question. Crabs have their own national park. What's it called? It's the Crabs Replenishment Reserve.
Wow.
And the texter, the last 4 digits, 7328, I got you. That's yours. The next winner, text, last number, 5116. Leon Levy Native Plant Preserve, so they name in two parks.
Okay.
And the Marine Farm on Crooked Island. Now, from the source, the BNT source I went to, it says that the Marine Farm is on Crooked Island.
Okay.
Right? I'm not certain if it's on Crooked Island, but that's what BNT says. I got to go to Crooked Island to find out. I must go to determine myself. So we're going to give this to 5116, the last numbers, and I've written it down. So texters, stay tuned. You're going to get instructions on how to pick up your copy of the People's Constitution, a layman's interpretation of the Constitution of the Bahamas.
That's the music. Yes, let's turn up.
You're going to hear something from Lamont Life.
And this song is called Red Flags. How to notice those red flags in that relationship space.
All right. Dun, 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 dun.
Oh, dun, dun, dun. Simply put, I don't care. Take that lame mess anywhere. Wear it here, oh my dear. this is over. Yes, I fear. Yes, I know. Yes, it shows. But this is not the moment for us. It's not the moment. And even though I probably am the one. And even though we had so much fun, so much fun. And even though you showed me to your mom and your family, I guess this is not the moment for us. It's not the moment for trust. So I said, yellow lights and red flags, I guess for us it's do or die. Yellow lights and red flags, I guess for us it's do or die. Yeah. Simply put, I wish that they would. I know that they can't, cause knowing is as good. They not as fresh and they not as clean. They never come correct, they never got the paper. So my flexing is greater. My PR in the streets is something I cannot pay for. And I plan my day for it, I get away for it. I got my ways for it, baby. And even though I probably am the one. And even though we had the most fun. And even though you told me about your mom and your family, I guess this is not the moment for us. It's not the moment for trust. So I said, yellow lights and red flags, I guess for us it's do or die. I took that turn on Tanique and I'm bye. Took that turn on Tanique and I'm bye.
I like it.
Performing. Producer, thank you so much. So
I'm jealous.
Rashad, this takes me to my next question.
That was
right?
Nice.
Do you think we understand, I mean, and maybe this is a leading question, right? But do you think, let's talk about embracing non-traditional Bahamian artists as a part of the tourism product, right? Uh-huh. Because I see people, like, we be planning out our Bay Street, the East of East.
This could be on Bay Street.
And what I'm saying is that, okay, we need to... traditional Bahamian music. Definitely. We're here to Gombe, to rake and scrape all through town. But we also have this avenue where we can pull people in with non-traditional sounds by Bahamian artists.
But it might have a global sound.
Right, that's the point. That's the point I'm making. See, mom and dad are going to come with the children, right? And mom and dad are like, we're responsible adults. Yeah. We've come to absorb the culture of the place. Now, the young children could be like, I don't know if I want to go hear that rake and scrape. Yeah. Look at them dancing and they scrape.
Put me on at 11
but,
p.m.
Right, but what we're going to do is we're going to send them kids for the Lamont show, the radio version. Yeah. That was awesome.
Radio was good. Version, I can listen to that.
Right? And that's going to pique their interest, right? And we can create a whole new focal point in tourism. I just gonna throw the idea out there. See,
and you know what? Our tourism product is entirely too focused on the physicality of our product. That we have sun, that we have sand. If we think about Barbados, if we think about Jamaica, if we think about the way that their people and the energy of their people is their product, right? Mm-hmm. And so even in music, even in tourism, if we just started thinking about Bahamianness differently, we pirates. Mm-hmm. Like if we embraced that kind of pirate energy, if we embraced the freedom that comes with that, and the kind of recklessness and bravery and boldness that comes with being Bahamian, because Bahamians will tell you things that other people in the world will never ever ever even think
to
about
tell you.
Saying to you or saying around you.
I want to apologize to Nicole Byer. You misspoke.
We drugged that woman.
You came to Bahamas. You misspoke. I want to apologize. You didn't know what you were up against. And don't let them people pit black people against each other. You know, Nicole, don't let them do that to you.
So we have an opportunity there to do something that's kind of like really wide and expansive and be like, this is what it sounds like to be traditionally Bahamian, right? But in the same way that Burna Boy is who he is now, he's just a modern reincarnation of Fela Kuti.
Right.
From the 70s.
Right. And I can be honest with you, you're trying to carry on like you may be a modern Edmund Moxie, right? Which was a Bahamian Fela Kuti.
Listen, Therese Hepburn.
Yes.
And
And Oh Lord, why is my brain going dead now?
Female artist?
Like, yeah, Therese Hepburn. Nita? Is like, Therese, oh. Nita. But I'm just saying, like, in my mind, that's my standard.
Yeah.
That's my...
Like, Therese is a re-embodiment of Maureen Duvalier, Calypso Mama, who asked me why I run.
But tell you why. Let me ask you this, Lamont.
Yeah.
Are there, because I have twofold questions.
Yeah.
Are there any other artists like you?
Like me?
In here in the Bahamas.
Yeah.
That say there's a there's a group of you all.
There's like, tons of them. And there's also, this guy.
Call, I'm seeing type quality.
Yeah.
No one's as good as
P. Dillon.
No, I know you're there. Yeah. I know you're global.
If I come to a concert,
if I come to a what a place where they have all the people in the grass area and they all come to the street.
You've got tons of people. You've got Sherwood
in the
Ramming.
United States where they
Coachella and
if we have one of those featuring only Bohemians,
you've got Sherwood Ramming, you have Chyro,
Chyro the Fox, you got Shadfer, you got Vival, you got P. Dillon Nixon,
you've got P. Dilla,
Ali and Rose.
So I can find at least 10 people.
You could do a festival. You could do a weekend festival easily.
So you know Judah the Lion.
Judah the Lion. You know? And then we've got to pay it forward. I'm 36.
Mm-hmm.
I have a 19-year-old who, the minute I saw him, I saw myself.
Okay.
I saw what I looked like talent. And sounded mm-hmm. like at that age. And he's better than I was at that age. And so I told him, if you could give me 2 years of commitment, I will give you the world.
Wow.
Like, give me 2 years of commitment and I will teach you every single thing that I know.
Mm-hmm. And next thing about your sound, mm-hmm. that instrumental,
mm-hmm.
who produced that? Is that locally done?
That particular one is not locally done.
Okay.
But the way it usually happens is I'll get that from the team abroad and then I'll figure out what I need, because sometimes I don't need everything in it. And so then we'll break
explain
it apart.
That process. Say I'm a writer,
yeah,
right? Jazz, like I said, that pop type thing, but yeah. your type of genre,
yeah.
But there's no local concept here where I could produce that.
There's a great app called BeatStars. So any young artists that are listening, BeatStars. It's basically Facebook, but it's only producers, writers, and other musicians. And so you could find someone like globally. So the person who produced Red Flags
mm-hmm.
Won two Grammys at the last Grammy.
Nice. And you get access to them.
You have access to that caliber of people at a rate that is ridiculous for
give me a troll and read. Troll and read.
I mean, so let's say, so they work in kind of like a leasing system. And so you get away from the idea that, this is only mine. No. Right, mm-hmm. And so if you want to lease something and sell up to about 10,000 copies of it,
mm-hmm.
That could cost you like $50.
That's it.
Yeah.
So $50, I have access to that type of
nominated, that kind of like quality, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you get that, you buy that, they send you your contract, and they give you all of the terms,
mm-hmm.
right? Then I take that to the studio in Nassau, and we break that apart, and we mm-hmm. change what we need to change. And all right, we need to take that drum beat out, and we need to do this, and we change that, da-da-da, whatever. And then that way, the local person gets a co-production credit on there with me.
Yes.
Right? And then I write, then we record, then I send it back to get the editing.
One more question.
Mm-hmm.
You said local producers. We have local producers who
Oh, man, we got local producers.
We don't have a whole...
Mm-hmm. Man, we got Benji. Benji,
yeah.
St. Lucian Bohemian, anyway.
Like, and we also have some like really trained, so I'm working with people who, locally, who have gone to the same schools that these American producers have gone to and mm-hmm. wherever. They have the same training. They just don't have the same access to the caliber of artists coming through.
Yeah.
They're kind of like iron sharpening iron kind of thing.
Yeah.
That's the difficult part.
Yeah. I want to send a shout out to a text that reminded us, don't forget Sabrina Angelique.
Sabrina Angelique, yes.
I want to send a shout out to Crab, Christine Wilson. Y'all may not know her, but she is, you know,
while.
Crab is a Bahamian indie artist. She's just put out a new track. I got to get it. I think she's having it remastered to put on the show. She has been committed to her craft, mm-hmm. making music, performed at the Hub. Her music's been featured in projects.
So we can do this, though. We could put on the whole production and bring people down, have them camp out on a grassy knoll and do things, right?
And the quality of what I could do is try to test it. So listen, if you're on the airwaves and you are looking for, if you're an artist and you just don't know how to make the first step,
mm-hmm.
reach me out. Reach me out.
How do you reach you out?
Lamont Life is my handle on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter. But I consider it my duty as a Bahamian to give any Bahamian what I know. I just spoke to a Bahamian artist in Shanghai. She's in Shanghai as a teacher.
Yeah.
But she sings gospel. She's been singing this song that her friends and family really love, and she wants to put it on the platform. And I just told her, listen, this is my distributor.
Yeah.
I gave her that link so she could do that. And I said, the minute you want a tutorial, hop on a video call with me. I'll walk you through the whole process.
Nice. Yeah.
I will do that for anybody because we have to get Bahamian music
the network is real.
To the next spot. Whenever I go to places, I'm always the only Bahamian in the room, but there's five Jamaicans together.
Ah.
There's five Trinidadians together. There's five Nigerians together. They all moving as units, and I'm always in the room, like, by myself. I did New York Fashion Week by myself.
Now, you see...
I like how global you are.
That thing about how we can... cover anything, right?
Yeah.
Ronnie Butler is the king of that. By the time I get to Phoenix, is a Bahamian song now, right? Yeah. But in the same way, we tend to assimilate, right? So we tend, like if we're in America, we become American. Mm-hmm. If we're in Canada, we become Canadian, while Jamaicans will be Jamaican, they'll be Trinidadian.
But it's almost nearly impossible because there's an identity around Jamaicans that permeates beyond them, right?
Right.
And so when I was starting out in the first part, when I didn't necessarily have like an agent specifically responsible for me and I was just in the agency, I would get booked for shows and I would show up and it'd be a reggae concert. And I'd be like, I don't do reggae.
Yeah.
Right? Because they don't have a concept of what a Bahamian would sound like.
Yeah.
And there's no groundwork there.
Yeah. And that's what we need to work on, right? That's a big part of pushing the culture forward.
Yeah.
And we need people to take up that work and to imagine what that would look like. Because nobody's done it, right?
Yeah.
Just imagine what it would look like. Yep, go on.
And Aaron mentioned covers.
Yeah.
What is your opinion on redoing old Bohemian songs
I would love it. The way that Kanye West and African Americans have taken black American music from the 50s, 60s, 70s, 80s, and kind of like reintroduced them as ways of putting the culture back on.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to be able to do that. Like I would love to be able to do a song and have Mr. Bus Driver just
And in fact, I wanted to ask you is, do you plan? By me, it may be a little bit late in the game, but do you plan on? And I want to encourage young, any age Bahamian for the song competition. Like, don't run away from the traditional, but cover, reimagine, and remix, and infuse. And do you have any songs that infuse Bahamian elements into your signature sound?
Yeah, it's not my typical, but I did do it for the ISC, the International Songwriting Competition.
Okay.
I placed top 30, a song called The Greatest Show, but that was some years ago. But I think myself and Tennille Burrows are the only Bahamians that have ever merited in that competition. It's like 15,000 people.
Wow.
15,000 entries.
Big up to that.
Yeah. I know she definitely did better than me.
And she has a new track out, Child Protection track.
Yeah, she did better than me a couple of years before me, and I only knew about the competition because I saw...
Heard in it.
Heard that she did it, and when I did mine, I did top 30.
So listen, for all young musicians and new musicians and artists out there, Link Scavella and the Bahamas...
A new union.
Yeah,
new union.
Is it United Artists Bahamas, right? Go check them out. They are looking for you. They want to help you create a platform for yourself, get your music out there. And this boy Pitbull, who's going to go sing, Adrian White, when you say you were thinking about banning Pitbulls, not this Pitbull, right?
Yeah.
No, because Pitbull coming to sing at Atlantis. And the only thing I want to know, I like Pitbull, American Caribbean artist.
Yeah.
Who is going to be the Bahamian artist
to do that.
Right, because there have to be Bahamian artists to open these shows.
Yeah.
Yeah, and see, now we got it, because you all are saying, well, how are we going to open a show like with Lizzo, with Rake and Scrape?
With Rake and Scrape. And Bahamians are concerned about that.
Right, but this boy Lamont could open with his music and infuse Rake and Scrape into his music.
And you know what? There's a way of doing it. Like, the last time I had to do something like that, I opened my show with a rock version of Exuma.
Hey,
I'm a rock.
Oh, okay, look at you.
is we could do this. We could do Bahamian music in opera. We could do Bahamian music in jazz.
Joanne Calendar and Manifest. Right?
But we have to give Bahamian artists the freedom. I'm too old to care what people think now. And I also have too much good that's happened for me on my side to care what people say. The other person who's starting out is completely concerned by those opinions.
I know of an artist, Sailor Pointier, who's doing jazz. She's doing a lot of jazz.
Hold on. She's bad.
Yeah, she's talented.
I mean,
talented.
Classic jazz, new age jazz.
And using old Bohemian classics and reinventing them with jazz.
Yeah. She's also playing at Sky Bar at Adessa Las
Look
Bahamas.
Look how I may have to come to the...
So she's one of the artists that they have there. There's also Stassi Appleyard.
Yeah.
I don't know if you remember her sister... was in Miss Bahamas at some point. Not Amanda Appleyard, I believe.
Okay.
Yeah, but Stassi, fantastic singer. She does like really classic Whitney Houston.
And
like,
if we don't support our artists,
we don't know.
We have to create this space.
We have to create that culture.
There's so many elements missing that are needed.
And before we go, what do you
recommend?
Because
I got to read off the national poem. I even read off all 22 now.
Okay, I can pause because we have a, no. Because that's
it's too late.
No. It's too late to read the national poem.
I mean, it's plenty.
Read them. Just go read. Just read.
Mariah Harbor Key National Park, and that's in it's just the ferry, the cottage, Forbes Hill, Roll Town, Hartsville, Pelican Keys, Land and Sea Park, Peterson Key National Park, Pigeon Creek and Snowy Bay National Park, Rand Nature Center, the Retreat Garden, Conception Island National Park, Fowl Keys National Park, Grams Harbor Iguana and Seabird Park, Greens Bay National Park, that have to belong to me. Isaac Green, producer, you cut it when it's time. Rashad, thank you for joining us today. To the callers and the texters, thank you for participating in the giveaway. Stay tuned for instructions to pick up your gifts. Westside National Park, West Coast Marine Park, Walker's Key National Park, Union Creek Reserve, Tulu Key, Key Reserve, Southern Great Lake National Park. As the list continues, I couldn't finish it all. Listen to this song by Edmund Moxie, Jumbe Village. The village. This is where the name Gumbe came from. Texas say, let's not fight about it. Let's just play it.
God in Radio AM with C.A. Neri. Have a wonderful day.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.